A major Instagram tip you won't hear anywhere else, and a major opportunity no one else will offer for those that are stuck in your head, plus a major change to the podcast structure and like three or four more Instagram tips. This episode's loaded. Listen while you're arting. Welcome to the J Primecast. This is episode 31. Welcome to episode 31. Lot to get to today, but first, as always, we'll start off with who I am talking to. If you'll remember, this started off as my way in episode 1, maybe 2 and 3, of just feeling more comfortable rather than talking to myself or to a microphone, but to pick the last person in my Instagram feed and to talk to them. So we continue that tradition by dedicating the show to this person, the last person in my Instagram feed. Oh, Tommy Lombardozzi, you almost were it. Sorry, dude. You were the runner-up here today. He's he's one of the hosts of Jacked Kirby. I've mentioned that a few times. Great, great podcast. All right, so the actual winner, I don't know if it's a winner or not, but the actual person that was last in my Instagram feed is Carlos M. Davis, all one word. Illustrator, writer, student in U.S. military. Thank you, Carlos. Let me throw a couple hearts at you here on your feed. And we'll move on with the show. I know you're wondering, like, Justin, how do I support the J Primecast? There's free and easy ways besides leaving a rating on iTunes. You can screenshot your phone right now because you're probably listening on your phone. And then post it to your Instagram stories. You can even share an idea or quote from this or from an interview that you've heard me do with your social media followers. Bring them some value and help spread the word about the cast at the same time. Free ways to support the J Primecast besides iTunes. There you go. Some announcements. I got a really good response from last week's episode. That was the art and mental health connection episode. I would like to do more of those that involve psychology or mental health. As you guys know, that's my other life. By day, I'm a therapist. By night, I am an artist and podcaster. So I'd like to do more of those, but I don't know how. I don't see a clear path on how to incorporate that into what I'm doing now. But I would like to. That was fun. Once I got past my own jitters, I really enjoyed it. And I got a good response, so that really kind of solidified it for me, and my anxiety definitely eased the following morning. I survived, you know. That was a really big thing for me, to bring my worlds together, the art world, the therapy world, the podcasting world, everything all kind of came together at once, and I think it was good. I think it was worth listening to, and I think it's something I want to do again. That week, I had another big kind of milestone. On Tuesday, I did this presentation to a whole bunch of my, I'll just say coworkers, peers, that really was kind of terrifying for me. I haven't done something like that before. I've wanted to, but I talked about trauma and how the body stores trauma and how that affects kids in particular in their day-to-day life in the classroom and whatnot. So it's something I feel comfortable talking about, and I know the material well, but presenting to my peers was absolutely terrifying. It was hard. It was hard to get through, but once I got rolling, you know, I made it through. People loved it. They gave me a round of applause. They didn't clap for anybody else that day, just so you know. And after it was all over and the little presentation was done, a few people came up to me and shook my hand and said good job and blah, blah, blah. So that was cool. But if it wasn't for the podcast, I wouldn't have felt as comfortable talking to them. Even though I was terrified, I knew, like, I've been through the process of talking, you know, like I'm doing right now. I've been through this so many times now that I was comfortable there. But I knew just from the process of talking and recording and putting it out there, I knew that I'll survive it. So I was able to rest on that, and I knew I'd get through it. I knew I can get through whatever the topic is I'm podcasting about, and I knew that I would get through talking about trauma, even though it was new. And the whole thing was new for me. I've kind of done it before, so man, this podcasting thing has been a really big benefit for me in real life as well, which is nice. So I survived that. I survived that presentation to my peers. I want to also say congratulations to Dream Fury Comics and Karan Comics. I've interviewed both of them. Dream Fury's done a couple things for me. He did Answers for Jason way back when about making comics, and he did a interview with me. And then Karan Comics, I did an interview with Fred, I think once. We might have crossed paths a couple times now, but I think it was the one time. That you can, go back into the archives of, not the archives, but go back into the podcast and you can listen to those interviews. Both very much worth your time. They both successfully completed their, actually, they both successfully funded their recent Kickstarter campaigns. Dream Fury, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I believe just destroyed it. Karan Comics, of course, destroyed it. And I believe Karan has a couple days left, so check it out if you can. I'm sure it's worth it. Both of those, Dream Fury and Karan, both put out a really good product. Dream Fury does Crescent City Monsters, which is just unbelievable. Anyhow, and they actually have that for free, digitally for free on the website. So give them a check out of their, Instagrams and whatnot, but also Karan with their Kickstarter right now. They're almost done. So I have this, I'll call it an offer. Let me put the fan on here real quick. Hang on. I thought I'd be able to get through this with the fan off. It gets so hot in here for some reason. So last week I talked a lot about obviously mental health and creating and being stuck and depression and all that stuff, but I don't think I really gave a good solid next step. I think it was more informational, but I feel like I left people hanging. And maybe I don't remember giving a wonderful next step, but I don't think I did. So I wanted to do that, and this is for those people that are not creating. They want to, but they're completely stuck, and especially if they're stuck because they're afraid to show it. And listening last week, you know that there's more to that. That means something else, of course. But I don't listen to the last week's episode. I'm not going to do that all over again. But if you're the person who wants to create and is stuck. And you're afraid to show it on social media, or you're afraid of rejection, or whatever. My offer for you is to send it to me. And the reason for that is I just want you to create. I don't just create it, and but I want someone to see it because it just unlocks something like a confidence level, and it makes you realize that, okay, this is safe. I can do this. So if you're one of those people, like create something, anything. I don't care. It could be a page for a comic. It could be a pinup. Whatever you want. And if you think it sucks and you're gonna tear it up, like stop, don't send it to me. All right, that way somebody sees it. That way it exists outside of your head and outside of your whatever room you're in right now. It makes it more real, and I want you to have the feeling of okay, someone saw it, and someone. Like if we can show our art, the feeling that we get is like someone sees me. So I want you to have that feeling of like, okay, so cool. Someone saw it, someone sees me, someone gets it or whatever, you know? So send it to me. That way someone sees it. I won't even respond to you. I just want you to know that I saw it. So unless you ask me to. If you want me to respond, I will. But just send it to me. I won't even say anything unless you ask me to, or send it to me and I won't critique it unless you ask me to. So if you want to just send it and say like, just let me know you saw it, cool. Or if you want to send it and say, hey, give me some feedback about this, then I'll give you some positive feedback, right? But that way, it's like I just want to get the ball rolling. I don't want people to be stuck in their head. Like I want to just get the ball rolling. Or if you're creating and you have a new idea or a new thing that you're playing around with and you're intimidated or you're scared to show it. Send it to me, and I'll give you some positive feedback, or I won't respond at all. Whatever it is you think you need, but I just like get it out of your head, please. Like, I just, let's get the ball rolling. And if that's just, if that means that you email me it or DM it to me, then at least it exists outside of you and it's a little bit less scary for the next time. Okay, so that's my offer for this week. That's not gonna be around forever. But just like, I'm trying to help people get rid of excuses. And if your excuse is that you're scared to show it, well, bam, there you go. Now we have a way to eliminate that excuse. So just send it off to me, justinprime@yahoo.com, or DM me on Instagram. So the other announcement here is I'm removing the personal artist inventory challenge from my weekly podcast. This is a pretty big change because that's been kind of that's been the heart of it. But there's a couple reasons. I don't think I need it anymore in the way that I used to, which was really holding myself accountable. I think I've started doing it. I've continued to do it because I think I have to, and I'm just kind of filling it in now. But I think on a personal level, it's not doing the same thing that it used to for me, which was helping me focus and holding me accountable and whatnot. That stuff I think I have down. I'm very, very focused on creating. All of my art attention is going to Little Red and the 100 Venoms right now. So that's two projects, and I know which one's more important to me. And that's Little Red. So I have my balancing act in my head. I've balanced out the podcast. I'm doing that once, maybe twice a week. And I don't need the artist inventory challenge like I used to. And also the podcast is still too long. I made a couple attempts to trim it down, and it's still not where I want it to be. I want it to be a little bit less, a little bit more focused. So, and I think it gets a little bit repetitive. Time is always going to be my major obstacle. To me, it feels a bit repetitive. And I don't think I need it anymore. That's really the heart of it. So I still want to give you guys updates on what is going on and how I'm doing. I won't lose that. For this week, I'm calling it the week in review. Just a couple of bullets that I want to share with you guys. And I really want to kind of make it a bit more topical in the future. This week I have, I don't really have a topic this week. Yeah, not really. All right. So in the future, I want it to be a bit more topical. And I want to share some progress, but I guess I want to just kind of freshen things up a little bit. So with that in mind, here's my week in review. I have Little Red. That's my main focus. 10-page short comic for the J Primecast anthology, along with a few other artists. I didn't make a whole lot of progress this week, but I'm really, really happy with what I've busted out. Things always feel too slow for me. And time this week has been rough. I've been absolutely exhausted for some reason at nighttime. So there was a couple nights where I just crashed. Spending more time with my wife. Her health has been doing a little bit better this week. So she's been more awake, more alert. We had some Minecraft time. We've been doing some family Minecraft time. On Saturday night, I didn't do any drawing at all. And that's usually a major night for me. Instead, I was playing Minecraft with my wife until I fell asleep on the couch. That was cool. I mean, it's fun to spend time with her, but I'm sacrificing the art time. So time is always an issue. Always an issue. But what I am doing with Little Red, I'm really, really content with. I think it's a strong pencil work so far. And I share pretty much everything on Instagram. I gotta pause this. I'll be right back. Sorry about that. My wife texted me, all capital letters, "Help, please." So I run upstairs. There's no exclamation mark. I don't know if that's significant or not. But I run upstairs and she says, "Hey, something's wrong with the TV. The Xbox was not plugged in, the audio video cords." So did that. Here I am back. Sorry. All right. Awesome when my train of thought gets wrecked. Community building. I did a Discord group chat. We talked about making money through art. It was a really fun chat. That was actually a ton of fun. I really like talking with the group in a different way through video. But none of us were super, super interested in making money through art right now. I think it'll happen, but none of us were there. But it was still a fun time. We went, oh, the other thing I did was I went way, way, way deep into my followers. Way, apparently you can get all the way to the bottom. If you scroll through your followers, you can get to the bottom. And I'll talk about that more in the Instagram tip segment. And then Instagram, man, I archived a lot of stuff. Here's a tip for you right here. I archived a lot of stuff. I went through all my posts, a couple thousand of them. I archived everything that I didn't need people to see. I'm imagining if people come to my feed and they're going to look through stuff, there are a lot of things that they just don't need to see. So all the fan art that people have sent me, I archived that. All the Sculder Stories kind of fan art and whatnot. I really want people to have an easier browsing experience when they go through my feed, if and when they do. And that happens every now and then, and people will like throw a whole bunch of hearts and whatnot. So I really kind of selected what I want people to see. I could easily go over it two, three, four, even five times and keep archiving stuff. It might be worth it, but that was kind of my first pass. And then I reposted this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I reposted a couple of oldies. So as I was archiving things, I realized, hey, I should start putting these into the repost app by going to, you have to go to like the share button, I think it is, and then copy link. And then that gets copied over to Repost. It's another app. And then from Repost, you can repost things to Instagram. So I did a few of those. So this weekend I've shared a couple, but I have a couple more that are pending. So here's another Instagram tip, besides archiving everything you don't need anymore. The other one is to repost things that are from the past that might be fun to show again. This is really, really good for days that are kind of slow. This weekend I didn't do a whole lot of drawing, and I the time I attempted to do a new Venom a couple times and it was garbage. So I didn't have anything new to show that I wanted to show, and those archive not the archive but the yeah well they're archived now. No, they're not. Sorry, I scratched that. Those images that I copied that I put in a repost. I shared one yesterday, one today, got a lot of interactions, got a lot of comments, so it was perfect for a day where I had nothing else to share. That was really, really good. Definitely another, look at that, another tip, another Instagram tip there for you. So that's my week in review. Those were the highlights. I like that. I like that format. It's quicker and you get some tips. It's a little bit more, not exactly topical, but it's just more to the point. I like that. That was good. So who's following me? Joash.brito.art. I don't know if it's Joash or Josh or Josh, but it'll be in the description. Joash.brito.art. Just lots of comments, lots of questions. Hit me up in DM. He's been a very active follower, which is very much appreciative. Joash Brito Art. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right. So kind words, questions, or a critique. This week, I have something that's actually doesn't fit any of those criteria. I'm bringing it up here. So I tried to have kind words, question or critique to, kind of cover all bases, but then I get this epic sort of like fan fiction that was left in one of my comments from a buddy of mine, Steve. He's actually my one high school friend that I have left. And I guess he got pretty inspired by my Peter Parker Venom. Man, the Peter Parker Venom thing, that's actually another project that I'm kind of dabbling with. It's going someplace I didn't expect it to, but it's pretty fun. I think as I share more, you guys will be hopefully be into it, but it's definitely not what you're thinking. All right, so I want to read off what he wrote. It's a lot. Let's see if we can get through this here. He says, Venom Parker takes much the same path as regular spider-powered Peter, except at the critical juncture, he kills the burglar that would eventually kill Uncle Ben in the prime timeline. And it's his first murder, and he pockets the money. Oh, prime, that's me. Okay. It's his first murder, and he pockets the money the burglar had stolen. The symbiote loves the kill, and Peter loves the money. He has always lacked in his regular life. That's great. That's a really interesting twist. I like that a lot. There's a lot more to go, but that's a pretty solid, interesting twist. Something we wouldn't expect. It's a fresh take on the whole thing. So I like that so far, right? He begins, so continuing, he begins killing criminals in the act of committing crimes and taking the money they themselves had just stolen. I could see, now I had been kind of thinking that Peter with the symbiote, if he somehow turned evil, and I don't think Steve gets into how that happens. Well, I'll continue to read. But I could see that, like, Peter, you know, the weak, you know, meek nerd enjoying the Venom symbiote and killing the bad guys. But the aspect of taking their money because he doesn't have it, that's interesting. I think he and Aunt May always kind of needed money, right? All right, moving on. He begins killing criminals in the act of committing crimes and taking the money. J. Jonah loves this tough-on-crime vigilante and is his biggest supporter, though Uncle Ben is disgusted by this new menace and begins an anti-Venom protest group and eventually citywide march. Citywide watch. Super, like, that's like not expected whatsoever. So J. Jonah loves the thing, Venom. Uncle Ben, not so much. That's awesome. And actually creates like an anti-Venom group. That's really cool. Solid idea. Solid. Peter sees his uncle's lack of approval, and it drives him to a darker place. He goes from killing criminals for their money to bank personnel for their money to anyone, regardless of any money they have. Oh, boy. Meanwhile, I miss doing the J.P. Reeds, by the way. I'm not going to go back to it, but I miss doing those. Those were fun. Meanwhile, at Oscorp, Harry Osborn is attending a field trip. He of his father... I'm not sure what that means. He is attending a field trip at his father's company, is like what I was trying to say. He normally wouldn't because his best friend Peter was out sick. It sounds like he's taking Peter's place. That's I'm a little bit confused there, but it looks like he's taking Peter's place. He wouldn't normally be there, but he is. Because apparently at this point, Peter's out killing people randomly out of the enjoyment of it. All right, so Harry Osborn is attending a field trip. All right. He is bitten by a radioactive spider and becomes a more gadget-focused, less dedicated, and borderline violently unstable Spider-Man. This is interesting. The second time I've read this, I'm finding out new things. I read through it once. I liked it, but now I'm reading through it again, and there's a lot of stuff in here. That's really interesting as well, obviously. So Harry becomes Spider-Man. I like that, the idea of Spider-Man becoming more gadget-focused. Sounds kind of like Superior Spider-Man, maybe. He had those like spider crawler things that would like go across the whole city and monitor for him. Less dedicated, which is also interesting. I like that a lot. And borderline, violently unstable Spider-Man. Venom and Spider-Man meet as they are always fated to. I love that. That idea of it's fate. Though the drive to kill and mental agility, Venom typically gets the better of his rival. Okay, again, the wording's a little bit off, though, the drive to kill. So Venom, sounds like Venom would win this. Okay. After one extended encounter in Midtown Manhattan between the two of them, Ben's protest group gathered. Venom throws a car at Spider-Man and manages to drive him off, but the car rolls up and crushes Ben in the middle of his chest. Peter snaps out of the symbiotic spell and reveals himself to Ben, who begins to utter his famous phrase, but only managed to get out, "With great power comes great responsibility." But dies before he can finish. So with great power comes great resp. R-E-S-P, all right? With great power comes great resp. But he dies before he can finish. The symbiote completed the phrase for Peter. With great power comes great respect. Ooh, that's different. I like that a lot. The guilt of killing Ben mixed with the corrupted translation of the famous phrase drives Peter to a brooding depth within the symbiote that he never recovers from and remains linked with the symbiote forever. Look at that. We got a origin story. We know the ending of it. He's going to keep on killing. I don't know. Was someone else going to come along and stop him? It sounds like Spider-Man is no threat to Venom whatsoever. So Peter Parker, Venom, and this Steve's universe here, pretty epic. I like that a lot. I mean, just the amount of effort that went into the thought of that and to type it all out is absolutely incredible. Thank you for that, Steve. That was quite enjoyable. Definitely gave me a lot to think about. So again, thank you, man. For everybody else that's listening, hit me up and let me know what thoughts you have about this story. There were a couple other really neat ones that people threw out. People even suggesting that Aunt May should die. Oh my God. I don't know about that. I don't know if I have the balls to kill Aunt May, but it kind of would be different and fun and unexpected. No one would expect Aunt May to die. You know what I mean? So a few people threw that out there. But that would be really cool to see Peter Parker and Uncle Ben. That would be really, really cool to have him alive, you know? So hit me up. Let me know what you think. DM me, email me. You can get your question. So if you have a question, you can get it read. Well, let me start over here. You can get your question and name read on the podcast for a measly $2. There we go. Just stick to the script, Justin. Just stick to the script. For a measly $2, which will go directly into advertising on Instagram. Plus, I'll give you an incredible, possibly life-changing answer to that question. So last week's Lab 5 weekly challenge, actually 2 weeks ago, was to share your art tools with your followers on your social medias. And that was it. So I shared 3 tools. It was the Surface Pro 4, I believe, Copic markers and Prismacolor pencils. I spread those out over a few days. And again, here's another tip. This is another great filler for a day where you don't have any new art to share. Share your tools. So I'm glad, again, Luke, thank you for that idea. Another good tip, just another filler for what you can share. So old posts, tools, and whatever else the third one was, I can't remember right now. So that's another Instagram bonus tip for you. The one I have later on, right after the Lab 5 Weekly Challenge, is straight fire, as some might say. Let's hear what this week's Lab 5 Weekly Challenge is, though.
Hey, J Primecast, it's Luke here with this week's Lab 5 Weekly Challenge. This week, I just want you to share your projects, what you're currently working on with your social media communities. And if you're in the Discord groups, I'd like you to share our anthology project, and especially to social media. I think a month in, we should be starting to drum up a little bit of interest and making sure that our audiences know what we're working on and they're ready for it when it drops. And that's it. Promote your work and get on. Catches.
Another great one, Luke. Thank you. And you know, last week I was supposed to do the Lab 5 Weekly Challenge on my own. Luke was unable to get me the audio. And hey, do me a favor for those listening, please. Well, who else? Of course, those listening. Send Luke a message, you know, and just DM him saying, you know, thanks for his efforts. He doesn't get paid to do this. He's just doing it. And I want to make sure we give him some love. So DM him or whatever and let him, you know, give him a big thank you. And also participate, like, you know, participate. Show us, you know, what you're working on. That's the challenge this week. But last week he wasn't able to, and I was supposed to do the Lab 5 Weekly Challenge. He gave me the topic to do. And I ended up not doing the episode at all, really did the art and mental health thing. But I was going to do this incredible Aussie accent, and now I'm not going to. It was going to be great. So let's get to the Instagram tip here. Maybe someday I will. The Instagram tip. This is a really good one. This isn't something I've heard of other people doing. So I'm really glad that I have like an original tip. Very, very original for you guys. Actually, I think I've given you a lot of original ones. But this is a brand new one that I discovered this week. Before I get to that, I said a few weeks ago that I don't think hashtags in the comments work anymore, but apparently they do. I did a little test, and this is something I had heard from some other people, is that comments in the hashtags in the comments don't work anymore. But I did a little test. I did a hashtag word in a post of mine, and then I searched for that hashtag, and that post came up. So apparently they do work, and this is something. It's like, it's kind of frustrating because now I look like an idiot, but we can't trust Instagram experts, and this includes me, obviously, because I'm not an expert, but I'm giving you tips here, and I can be wrong, just like I was, because I based my recommendation off of things that I learned from others who I thought knew what the hell they were talking about. So, you know, since Instagram doesn't come out and flat out say what works and what doesn't work, a lot of this, most of this is just conjecture, and it's you got to take it with a huge grain of salt, apparently. So things like where I say, like, DM people that follow you, that doesn't require Instagram algorithm stuff. It's just this, you know, it's a nice thing to do. So that's different, and I'll keep trying to find what I do that is concrete and just kind of nice, and I'll keep recommending that to you guys, okay? So apparently hashtags and comments do work. I don't know if there's a limit to it. Give it your own test, but I did it once, just one test, one hashtag, and it worked. I was able to look it up. All right, so here's the recommendation. Go through your followers. If you go to, let me bring it up here so I know exactly what I'm talking about. If you go to your, come on now. All right, go to your profile button in the bottom right, the bust. tap that one in the bottom right, and then go to followers, tap that. It's going to show you who your followers are. You can scroll and scroll and scroll. I mean, depending on how many people are following you, you can scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll until you hit the bottom. You don't have to hit the bottom, but I'm just saying you can if you wanted to. You can find out who your earliest followers are that are left. The people I have left, I know there were other people that followed me earlier, but they don't have accounts anymore. And as I was archiving things, I was reading in my captions, you know, I used to like draw people randomly on Instagram. So I like looked for them, and their accounts weren't active anymore. So I don't know, accounts come and go, but if you go to the bottom, those are the people that were your earliest followers that still remain. So what I did this week was I screenshot that, I shared it to my my Instagram stories, and just gave every single one of them a little shout out. I tagged them in there, and I got a couple of people that DM me just, you know, saying that was cool or whatever. But it just, you know, that's a nice little thing to do, right? So beyond that, right, that's one thing is go to the bottom, find out who your earliest ones were, just say, hey, thank you, and give them a little shout out, make them feel special and re-engage with them. But what we can do is also just randomly stop, like flip, you know, skim through your follower list and randomly stop, pick someone, check out their profile, and just engage with them. Like, go through their stuff, and if you like something, leave a heart. If you leave a comment, like that's, you know what I mean? Like, re-engage with your followers. They're like, reinforce, like, remind them why they're following you and remind them who you are. Like, people are following thousands of people now. So it's, you know, like on YouTube, this is a good example. On YouTube, when you subscribe to someone, it doesn't really mean anything anymore. You have to have notifications on. There's especially, well, I don't know, maybe it's just some accounts that YouTube kind of puts on the back burner. But subscribing to people at some point or following people, it just doesn't matter. Because now Instagram chooses for you what you see in your newsfeed based on your history, not based on like when people post or who you follow and when they follow, but based on, they show you the people you follow, but not all of them. You guys know that. So I would recommend go through your followers and start interacting with the people who already follow you. Remind them who you are. Don't say like, hey, don't forget about me or whatever, but just, you know, interact with them. You can DM them and say, hey, you follow me. I appreciate that. Just want to say hi. That might be, I haven't done that. That's a bit much for me, but you could. What I've done is I've left hearts for people. I've left a couple comments, especially for other artists that follow me. I really want to make sure I connect with them in a different way, you know? Like, you'll come across people that it's like a mom showing pictures of her kids. I feel a little bit weird about that, so I let that go. So I try to focus on the artists or like cosplayers or, you know, anyone within the like nerd culture or your target audience, you know what I mean? So maybe focus on them, but you can really interact with anybody who follows you, and just let them know you exist still by engaging with them. Like, they followed you for a reason. So there's a good chance you've gotten buried within their newsfeed and buried among their 5,000, 6,000 people they follow. Like, I've seen people that are following 7,000. It's just insane. So that's my big recommendation for you this week, is re-engage with the people who already follow you instead of trying to find new people to follow you. You know what I mean? It's just another very concrete thing you can do to increase your engagement. It's about engagement, not... It's this one's more about engagement, not follower count. It's about... And engagement's everything on Instagram. Comments and whatnot. Engagement is how Instagram decides if you show up in someone's feed or not. So be genuine. And I think if you're commenting and they're commenting back, there's a better chance that you will appear in their feed. So you get something out of it. They get something out of it by being able to see you and your artwork again and being reminded of how great you are. But be genuine. Don't just like heart everything. Don't, you know what I mean? I focus on artists, like I said. But this is like, there's things that we want from people, like likes and DMs and comments and maybe even a follow. Like, so this is just give people what you want. Give them the likes, the DMs, and the comments, and even give them a follow if you think that you know, you're into their stuff. So it's just give them what you want. It's the same thing. Treat people the way you want to be treated, I guess. So that's something, I don't think you're going to hear that anywhere else, but I think that's a really good one, and that's something I've started to do. I don't know how to measure if it's working or not, but I think it's a nice thing to do. I think it's not the right thing to do, but I just think it's nice. I think it's a nice thing to do, and I think it benefits everyone involved. So that's it for the week. Thank you guys for listening. On Wednesday, listen to the Discord or my J Primecast community. We talk about money. We do a little bit of critiques. That was fun. So give that a listen on Wednesday. Otherwise, till next Monday. Bye.